Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus from Mara's Hannah Miriam Baschana. She should have Rufu Shleima, B'sach Shalchol Yisrael, Ari Dov Ben Malka, Rufu Shleima, Yudah Ben Sion Ben Naomi, Rufu Shleima, B'sach Shalchol Yisrael, Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, Rufu Shleima, B'sach Shalchol Yisrael, and Aliyah and Simcha B'Avodas Hashem, to Simcha Ben Nechagitl and Shmuel Alexander Ben Nechagitl. We're learning the Pachad Yitzchak, Maimer Mem Ches. Today we're going to be discussing the Chazal that when a Jew and a Mitzri would drink from one cup, the Mitzri would have blood during Makas Dam, and the Jew would have water. So we see that there is a miracle and a nature that are working here in tandem. In other words, the very haficha of mayim, the turning of the water into blood, is a miracle. And the fact that that very blood is water and blood at the same time is a miracle within a miracle. So obviously there's something about this miracle within a miracle that has a very profound connection to the whole concept of Yitzgulas Mitzrayim. We can explain this based on a maimer at the end of the fourth parak of Sanhedrin. Rabbi Elazar asked a stira. One pasuk says that Hashem is good to everybody, Tov Hashem Lakol, and another pasuk says that Hashem is good Lakovov, to those who wait for Him. So which one is it? Is Hashem good to everybody or only those who wait for Him? So Chazal give a mashal of a person who had an orchard. And when he waters the orchard, the water goes to all the trees, the good ones, the bad ones, because it's just one tircha. But when he hoes, when he's oder, which is a tircha for every individual tree, he only does it for the good ones. So you see there are two bechinas in the Tov of Hashem. One is that he's mashke, that the Tova goes to everybody, just like when you're mashke the field. So to Hashem gives certain tovas that go to the whole world, lakol. And the other is bechinas idur, when he does the hoeing, that's only those who wait for Hashem's good. The root of these two mahalchim in the goodness of Hashem is rooted in the different focuses of the pu'ulas ha-chesed of Hashem. And this was explained in the Pachad Yitzchak in numerous places, in Shavuos Maimer Ches Os Dalet, Rosh Hashanah, Maimer Dalet, Perek Aleph, that Chachamim say, Kilo Olam Chazdoi, 26 times, right, we have in Davening, Kilo Olam Chazdo 26 times, Chachamim say, that's connected to 26 Doros, that Hashem was on the world with Chesed, Hashem sustained the world with Chesed, and then came Matan Torah, and Matan Torah, we earned our keep. So what's better, the chesed or after Matan Torah when you have to earn it? So b'shitchi, it's kevaldik just to get a chesed. However, on a deeper level, it's much better to earn it because then you're getting from Hashem and you deserve it. And that's a much higher level. These chesed chinams people don't really want. It's embarrassing. Bois listakule ba'ape, it says in the Zohar, you're embarrassed to look in the person's face when you get a chesed. When you earn it, it's greater. And then once you earn it, then you get the chesed. It's also a chesed. Even after you earn it, Hashem doesn't owe us anything. So the chesed became greater after Matan Torah. First it was just vitor, he just gave it. And then now it's a deeper chesed of earning it, chesed mishpat, as opposed to chesed vitor. So this chesed vitor is the pnimius hanhag of Tov Hashem Lakol, he just gives. And chesed mishpat is the pnimius of Tov Hashem Lakovov, that you have to earn it. Chesed Vitor, Hashem just Mevater. And the Kabbalah of the Makabal is just a secondary, ancillary. So Hashem just does his Tircha and whoever gets it, gets it. Kibiachal. Kibiachal that Hashem does Tircha. And then the world, because of this, is filled with good. And then there's the Bechina of the Hoeing, of the Idur, that Hashem only gives to those who wait for His good. That's Tov Hashem Lakovov, that's the Chesed Mishpat. When does the world change, as we learned in a recent shiur, from Chesed Vitur to Chesed Mishpat? So first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped giving Chesed to those who weren't worthy. And that's the Makos. And then he created a being that will be Makabel, and that's Matan Torah. So Makos Mitzrayim is the beginning of this Tumura, of this transition from Chesed Vitur to Chesed Mishpat. The Mitzrayim weren't deserving of the Chesed anymore, so they lost it in a big way. And then later on the Jews got the Torah. That's the creation of the Partsuf, of this being that can receive the goodness of Hashem. In the Hakdama Hashni of the Maharal to the Sefer HaGvuras, he says that when Nes and Teva are serving together, it's a much greater Gilui than when there's just Nes. How do we explain this? The unification and the partnership and the ruling of Nes and Teva simultaneously is a revelation of the Madriga of the oneness, of the specialness of Adam HaRishon. As Chazal say, that why was Adam created alone? So a person should say, B'shvili Nivra Olam. Because if there's such a ribui of Mekabalei Chesed, we don't feel this special hashpa. We don't feel that it's coming just for us. We say it's coming for everybody. However, if you feel the yichidus of Adam HaRishon, when you realize that Adam HaRishon was a yachid, and there was no one else besides him, that shows you that no, it's not just coming stam. That b'shvil kol echad ve'echad nivra olam. And that's where Nes and Teva, that's the Rabusa, that's the big chiddush, when there's a shutfus of Nes and Teva simultaneously. Because this shutfus shows the gilui of the Madregas Yechiduso of Adam HaRishon, it shows the uniqueness of man. Even after there are millions of his descendants who fill the earth. Because the hiding of the unique hashba that comes because there's so many makablim is generated by the mistaken understanding that if the sun is shining for my friend, it is shining for me automatically, b'derech memela. And because of this, the yichud hashba is hidden. The fact that somebody is getting special for him, this chesed of Hashem, is not evident. In contrast to this, the revelation of Shilton, Nes, Viteva, Biachad, when you have mirror the miraculous and the natural together, that shows that there is no necessity of Mimeilav automatically in the Mahalach of Hashpa. The Hashpa doesn't necessarily have to come to one just because it goes to the other. So if you have the sun, which is shining only for Reuven, b'derech hateva, and at that moment it is shining to Shimon with a nes, so if the sun comes to Reuven b'teva, and Shimon b'neis, so that shows the yichidus of Shimon. In other words, what comes to him doesn't have to be coming to him, because to Reuven it comes b'teva, and to Shimon it's coming b'neis. Neis is something out of the ordinary, it's extraordinary, it's miraculous. So when Shimon gets this son, B'neis, that shows his yichidus. That even though there's Teva, but within the Teva there's a Neis. You see within this Teva, you see a miracle. And that shows the specialness, the uniqueness of the person receiving the miracle. So you see that Neis, when you have Neis within Teva, that's greater than Stam Neis. Because it shows you that there's no Memela in the Bria. That even when things are coming to one person, they don't necessarily have to be coming to another. It's only coming to the other person. It could not be Meir to him B'nais. And it could also be Meir to him B'nais. The sun could be shining to miraculously or not shining to miraculously. But the fact that he's not in the realm of Teva like his friend Reuven shows you that he's special, that just because Hashem gives to one doesn't necessarily mean that he gives to the other. So that's what happens when you see Nais within Teva. You just have a Nais. So you can still say, yeah, but whatever is happening with Teva is happening to everybody. Everybody's automatically going to get the Hashpa. The Nais B'toch Teva shows that no. That just because somebody's getting hashpa doesn't mean anyone else is getting it automatically. Somebody else is getting it b'derech neis. So that shows you that there's no automatic in the bria. But this is all when there's that, when we have the ruling of the hanhaga, we have the God's guidance of Tov Hashem Lekovav. Then Hashem is good to those who hope for Him. Then the Hashpa is Bebchinas Idur, that has Torah for every individual. That Hashem is giving every individual what they need with special Haras Panim. But if Hashem has the Hanhaga of Tov Hashem Lakol, that He's good to everybody, then it's like Hashkas, like watering the field, that everybody's getting it. There's no special Torah for each individual. And then there's definitely this Gerera, that just when he gets, I'm getting automatically. When I get, he's getting automatically. And then we don't see the Yechidus, we don't see the specialness of each person, of each individual. And from this, we can understand beautifully the idea of Neis and Teva, and how it relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the time when we made the transition from Tov Hashem Lakol to Tov Hashem Lakovav. No longer a world where people are automatically going to get good. Now people have to earn it. Mitzrim didn't earn it, so they lost it. And what started this transitional phase was the Makov Dam. That was the beginning of the Makos. That was the beginning of the steam of the sealing off of the Hashpa from the Mitzrim who didn't deserve it. And that's why the Chachamim emphasize when it comes to Makos Dam that we have this gilui of the Madregas Yechidus of Adam HaRishon, this uniqueness of man, that there was a Neis B'toch Neis. We had the Mitzri drinking and the Jew drinking, and they're each getting something different. The Mitzri is getting his blood and the Jew is getting water. So that shows you that everybody is getting special treatment. Whoever deserves it gets one treatment, and whoever doesn't deserve it gets a different treatment. Since we're now in this transitional phrase from Tov Hashem Lakol to Tov Hashem Lakovav, now we're going into the world of you have to hope for Hashem in order to get. So here there has to be an emphasis that only those who hope to Hashem, only those who are righteous are going to get, and at the very same time, those who aren't Zoche are not going to get. So the very same cup which is going to give to the Mitzri blood is going to give to the Jew water. And that shows the Yechidus of Adam HaRishon. And this Yechidus of Adam HaRishon is going to be in the time of Tov Hashem Lakovav. And that's the period we're going into. So that's why it says in Chazal, Yisrael u'Mitzri she'yishosem b'seif alecha, the Mitzri she'yoseh dam, Yisrael she'yoseh mayim. Mitzri would get blood and the Jew would get water from the same cup. You see from here, as we've seen in almost every mimer of the Pachad Yitzchak, see two dinim in the Hanhaga of Hashem, Tov Hashem Lakol, Tov Hashem Lakovav. And these two dinim, you have two types of chesed, chesed fitur and chesed mishpat. And now we're going into the world of chesed mishpat, of earning it. And that explains this chazal, that when they would both drink, they would get different things from the very same cup, to show the yichidus of Adam, who was descended from Adam Arishon, who was created yichidi, to show how special he was. And this obviously is a lesson for us about our period, that we're living in the world now of Torah Hashem Lakovov, and we should be zocha to hope to Hashem and see his chesed kol hayom. Amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest friends.